Productivity, March 2022. What you'll learn in The Art of Letting Go. The Art of Letting Go is a self-contained course. Part tutorial and part personal workshop, it will take you step by step through the entire process of becoming emotionally free by adopting a non-attachment mentality. Many books address this topic by doing a deep dive into psychology. That's a good approach, and I'm certain it's beneficial for a particular type of reader. This book takes a different approach. We cover the material from a practical perspective, ensuring that it's easily accessible and immediately actionable. Because there's a lot to cover, it's helpful to have a bird's-eye view of the material. To that end, here's a quick breakdown of what you'll find in The Art of Letting Go. Part 1. Before we can make serious progress toward letting go of the negative emotions, painful memories, frustrations, and regrets that burden us, we need to lay a foundation. In Part 1, The Upside of Letting Go, we'll build that foundation. We'll discuss what it actually means to let go of things. We'll also investigate the signs that suggest we're holding on to something that is harming our emotional health. We'll take a closer look at the advantages of abandoning our regrets, anger, and pain, and replacing them with self-compassion and empathy. We'll also examine the most common things people tend to hold on to despite the attendant emotional cost. Finally, we'll explore how our minds resist letting things go. Part 2. Letting go isn't easy. If it were, there would be no need for this book. Unfortunately, most of us struggle with years of conditioning that train us to hold on to things. In Part 2, The Most Common Reasons We Struggle to Let Go, we'll scrutinize the most significant elements of this conditioning. We'll lay them bare so we can fully appreciate why it's so difficult to let things go, from the past and the present. Understanding why we struggle to let things go is a necessary step toward reconditioning our minds. It's a crucial component to the process of slowly embracing an attitude of non-attachment. Part 3. This is where you'll learn the techniques for letting go of the negative thoughts, emotions, disappointments, anger, and self-recrimination that are currently holding you back. In Part 3, 21 Strategies for Letting Go and Moving On with Your Life, we'll cover dozens of tools you can put to immediate use. This part of the book is filled with practical, use-it-now tools, tips, and advice. Each section is short, simple, and actionable. It's natural to want to speed through this material. After all, it's highly applicable and promises quick results. However, I encourage you to adopt a measured pace, one that gives you plenty of time to fully learn each technique before moving on to the next one. In my experience, that's the most effective path toward countering a preconditioned mindset and replacing it with a new, healthier one. The Road Forward. As you can see, we have a lot to cover. But don't worry, each section of The Art of Letting Go is tightly written. Each moves quickly, delivering its core advice in as little time as possible. Allow me to make one suggestion. Please take the time to perform the exercises you'll find in Part 3. Each is designed to reinforce the concepts introduced and discussed in its section. The exercises won't take long to perform. All of them are simple and most can be completed in 20 minutes or less. Most importantly, performing them gives you an opportunity to apply the techniques rather than merely reading about them. In the end, they'll help you to enjoy maximum value from The Art of Letting Go. If you're ready to commit to pursuing true mental and emotional freedom by letting go of regrets, resentments, grudges, and guilt, let's roll up our sleeves and take the next step. Part 1. The Upside of Letting Go. Regret is an inescapable part of life. We make mistakes. We make poor decisions. We experience consequential, meaningful losses, many of which we believe to have been avoidable. But regret isn't without value. It serves a purpose. It teaches us lessons, helping us to avoid repeating the same mistakes and poor decisions. If we allow regret to fester, however, reliving our past blunders and choices over and over, it becomes an emotional obstacle. We end up creating a false narrative in our heads. This narrative tries to convince us that we're incapable.